Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Tom Cleaver with the island's headlines. First up, a man fell to his death while another was seriously injured in Limassol on Wednesday after they jumped out of their fifth floor apartment to get away from a police raid on illegal migration. Officers knocked on the door at 6:20 a.m. after a neighbour reported to police that illegal migrants were living in the building. This is a tragedy. A migrant lost his life in an attempt to escape a police check, jumping from a fifth floor apartment, Petros Eniu from the police migration department said. A total of 11 people from Bangladesh were in the apartment in Limassol city centre. One died due to his injuries and the other is currently in a serious condition at the Limassol General Hospital. Meanwhile, state prosecutors said they cannot keep fighting organised crime only to get attacked in retaliation and left with no protection from the state. The statements were made during a heated House Legal Affairs Committee, with Attorney General George Savvides confirming police had developed an action plan and had the necessary budget approved by the Finance Ministry. We are faced with felons and organised crime. We are at risk, and so are our families, a state prosecutor told MPs. There is no protection for the job, and as a result, state prosecutors leave the service. Elsewhere, the latest evaluation report on Yesi said that in the past 3 years, direct healthcare expenses for patients were reduced from 50% to around 15%. According to the report, Yesi has made significant strides in ensuring equal access to healthcare services, empowering beneficiaries to choose their preferred healthcare providers. While it acknowledged the achievement of equitable access for the general population, it also identified instances of unequal access within specific demographics. Concerns arise regarding lengthy waiting times for appointments with certain specialist physicians, with approximately 85% of referrals experiencing delays of up to 30 days and in some cases up to 6 to 8 months. The report also mentioned instances in which some private hospitals may have avoided admitted patients with complex conditions, deeming such cases economically unfeasible. In other news, the Cyprus-based web browser Aloha Browser saw a 250% jump in users in March, according to a Reuters report. The stark increase in numbers came after the European Union introduced legislation forcing internet browsers to make it easier for users to switch to rivals. The law, known as the Digital Markets Act, came into effect on March the 7th and forces big tech companies to offer mobile users the option to select from a list of available web browsers on a choice screen. Historically, Google Chrome and Apple's in-house browser Safari have been dominant in the global market as they come as default on most mobile devices. And finally, the first phase of the government's new online portal is expected to be ready in June, Digital Policy Deputy Minister Nikodimos Damianou said. Damianou said the hotly anticipated Digital Citizen mobile application is expected to be ready in September. In addition, a fully digitised identity card and an artificial intelligence-based digital assistant will also be integrated into the new platforms, he said. The digitised identity card will not be mandatory and will not replace the existing identity card, he was keen to stress, but will constitute the citizen's identity in the electronic world. Two channels which we will use are the application, on which people will be able to access official state documents on their mobile devices in digital form, and the new central government portal, gov.cy, he said.
That's all for today. For the latest, visit cyprus-mail.com.